Lord, may it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, thank you that you've given us the mind of Christ. We just celebrate that. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians chapter 3, really cool stuff all through here. And really talking about the new creation, who we are in Christ, you know. We hear that all the time, right? But I could hear it every moment of every day because I want to hear it until I experience more of it, right? Just a newsletter I sent out, just recapping some things I've been talking about this, the new creation that we are and how God, in the promise in the Old Testament, how he would circumcise the hearts, right? Take away, remove the heart of stone that we had, and he said he would give us a new spirit and a new heart, right? He had to do that. In order for him to come dwell within us, he had to create a place for him to come. He had to give us a new spirit, a new heart. That's the new creation, right? Where we're one with him. So Colossians chapter 3 is just talking about that, what it looks like, what it should look like with this new creation, who it says in the image of God. We're just being transformed for that to be our experience. But this is things, I love that verse 11 where it says Christ is all and in all. So verse 12, those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, that you're holy and you're beloved, that's your identity, your love, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness, bearing with one another, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you, the same way the Lord forgave you, you forgive. And beyond these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. It says this, now let the peace of Christ have dominion or rule in your hearts. Right? Remember what Jesus said. He said, he didn't say, I will give you peace. He said, I will give you my peace. Right? It's his peace that dwells within us. So let his peace rule in us because it's in us. It's right there, right? And here's how we begin to let it. Use this word three times. To which, indeed, you were called. You were called in this one body, his body. And it says this, and be thankful. And let his word, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, his words. And with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing. That word admonishing comes from two words. It comes from the word mind and to place, right? To place his mind in us. So to admonish is not here, not really like we would think to correct, is to place his mind in us, right? So with wisdom, we're teaching and his mind in us with one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, here's the word again, with thankfulness in your hearts to God, right? It's kind of hard to sing and worship and praise when you're not thankful, right? So think about that as a realm. Like the peace of Christ can only rule in your heart where there's thanksgiving, where there's a thankful heart. Okay, because if it's not a thankful heart, then it's not his heart, right? That's the heart of stone. That's the flesh heart, right? Remember, it's a heart of stone. There's no life in it. So if I'm not being thankful in my heart, then that means I'm operating out of my flesh, the heart of stone, which there's no life in. Then it says this, whatever you do in your words and in your deeds, do all in the name of Jesus. Here it is again. Giving thanks, check this out, giving thanks through him to God the Father, right? Giving thanks to him is good, but giving thanks through him means that he's in me, right? Just another reminder that we're in Christ. So I'm giving thanks through him. I can do that because I'm in union with him, and I can because the heart of the new creation is a thankful heart. So when I'm giving thanks to God, I'm giving thanks through Christ, okay? Because he's filled me with a thankful heart, okay? So it's just, God has just made it so simple for us, hasn't he? All right? He doesn't say from the bottom of whatever, just draw up some thankfulness. and give it to me if you can find any there. No, you have a heart that's full of thankfulness. You're just saying yes to that, right? Because God, my heart is thankful. It's the peace of Christ rules there. So that's my reality. So I'm going to start doing that. So three different times he says here, be thankful with thankfulness and give thanks. That's how, if you want the word of Christ to richly dwell and you want the peace of Christ to richly dwell within you, then it can only do that in an atmosphere of thanksgiving, right? Do you ever know that peace and griping can't exist together? Does it? Doesn't it me? I've never been complaining and griping and say, but I'm thankful. No, I'm not, right? Just like the love of God casts out fear, right? Thankfulness and praise casts out complaining, right? The love of God. God loves it out of us. Another familiar one. And all these things come out of, anything I ever up here talking about, come out of my own personal time with the Lord. It's not, you know, it's because I wasn't giving thanks. This is a familiar one in Philippians 4:4. Anytime you see in here rejoice or thanks, and thanksgiving or thankfulness, it actually comes out of the root word of grace. It's all rooted in charis, the Greek word for grace. So meaning that it's a gift of God, the grace of God who's given you, and it flows out of that grace. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. We talked about that before, that gentle spirit is really the word for relaxing. Let your relaxing spirit be known to all men. Because if you're rejoicing in the Lord, it's going to cause your inner man to be relaxed, right? Gentleness. It's going to come across. Everybody will know that. The Lord is near. The Lord is at hand. That word is, he's here. He's in you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So in my supplication, my prayers, you know, things you need, you're praying for others, all that kind of goes into that in the atmosphere of thanksgiving with thankfulness, right? Rejoicing in the Lord, let that gentle spirit will be known. Pray, as you're praying about these things, pray with thankfulness, right? Even if you can't see it, pray with thankfulness. I was telling this person the other day, when we built this building here, that building over there was a house, and we had been praying for a long time, and, you know, Lord, we just pray for a building, you know, please give us a building, and he said, stop doing that, and start thanking me for it. And so, we did. We started, okay, God, thank you for the church building that you're going to give us. And then everything came together, right? Start thanking him for it. And it just, if you do that, it'll change the, in the atmosphere of your prayers, it'll change everything when you just start being thankful, right? I know you'll meet our needs, God, right? Thank you that you said you're going to meet my needs, right? Then, oh, God, are you going to come through? You know, total different thing, isn't it? So with thankfulness, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, here it is again, which surpasses all understanding, comprehension, guards your hearts and mind in Christ, right? Like thankfulness creates an atmosphere of guarding the heart of the new creation, meaning that the enemy, therefore, cannot break through. It's a Red Rover line that he cannot break through. Right? Literally, like think of angels just around you holding, and like he can't break through. He cannot. There are just certain atmospheres that the enemy cannot dwell in. He cannot dwell in a thankful atmosphere because it guards your hearts and minds in Christ. He has to go. Light on, darkness out. He can't dwell there. He can dwell in an atmosphere where there's not thanksgiving. where there's not thanksgiving, where we're not giving thanks to the Lord. We're not worshiping, praising Him, right? That's the one He dwells in, y'all. And that's the one He tries to pull us into. Remember, all He's pulling you into is the flesh. He can't stay in the atmosphere of the new creation. And when that's what it looks like. So, you want to get Him gone? You just start thanking the Lord. You start praising Him. The peace of God will just guard. It says it guards you. It surrounds it. It works with my mind like that. See, I just see standing hands all around it, and nothing can break through it. Amen.